And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is rancher and ranch consultant Bart Carmichael with Principal Land Managers in South Dakota. And Bart, we're talking grazing in this report. A lot of guys might not always be maximizing their opportunities out there. Is that fair to say?
Yes, Neil. We deal a lot with grazing principles, and I always go back to the principles. A lot of opportunities are missed with set stock grazing and things like that. And so we want cattle to move in and graze it as fast as they can so that the land can recover. So we get off of it. Season-long pasture doesn't ever get any rest to recover.
All right. Hey, more on grazing when we come back.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Four Bears Casino now has Vegas-style sports betting at our on-site sportsbook. Place bets with our staff or at the self-serve kiosks and watch the action in comfort right up to the final moment.
Bottom of the ninth, 2 minutes.
1 minute left on the clock.
And down the stretch.
He's at the 30, the 20.
From way down. T.
Good. Go all the
back,
way.
Back, and gone.
Can you believe it? No matter how you play it, it's game time. Sportsbook at Four Bears Casino and Lodge, 4 miles west of Newtown.
Talking grazing with Bart Carmichael today on Ranching Issues. And Bart, I know part of your message is don't be afraid to change things up, right?
Right. In fact, the idea would be to change things up. So that way it gives the opportunity for that grass sometimes to heal, give the soil time to heal, and then the next time it might get hit harder. And so we're always constantly changing things up. So we want the cattle to come in there at a different density than it was the year before, different time of year.
A lot of guys are thinking short-term versus long-term stuff. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But you're talking long-term success here, right, as the years roll forward with some of these management principles.
Right. So the principles go back to soil health principles, and we can start building soil and get recovery and get diversity out on the prairie or in your grasslands. Even if it's a monoculture, we can start building diversity with different grasses if it's grazed different every year. One of the things that maintains our fields into those monocultures is the same thing every year.
Bart, thanks for your time. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, Bart Carmichael, everybody. That concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, by Four Bears Casino and Lodge near Newtown, North Dakota, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.